Austin, Texas. It's David Knight.
Welcome to Real News. I'm David Knight. It is October the 10th, 2017. A lot of interesting news today. We're going to have a whistleblower joining us in the program. We reported a couple of weeks ago that there is a rising trend with governments at all levels when you try to get any information. I mean, this is even about different school boards. You try to get information about how they're spending money, and they sue you. They sue you. They don't just deny the request, because it's typically what's happened in the past. You try to get information, they will accept it or they deny it. If they deny it, typically the person trying to get the information because they're investigating it as a watchdog group, a citizen watchdog group, or they're doing it because they're a journalist or whatever, then they would sue the agency at their expense to try to overcome that objection. Now what they do is they turn around and sue you, and you're responsible for the legal fees. That's very intimidating. So we're going to talk to somebody who is being sued by his local police department because he's trying to get information about how they're monitoring citizens. It's going to be a very interesting discussion. And we're also going to be giving you some news updates as far as where is the Trump agenda. There's a lot of good positive news that really hasn't been reported, especially in the last week or so. And there is a fracturing on the left and the right in terms of politics. We've got the Soros resistance movement, the rising radical left, the progressive movement. And then there's also people who are tired of the GOP establishment. I call it the Rhino Revolt. And they're going to be challenging a lot of people at the primary level. But today at the top of the news is the sudden disaster that has overtaken California. We have now 11 people have been verified as killed. More than 100 have been taken to hospital for treatment. It came on very suddenly without warning. Very different from the storms that we've seen affecting the East Coast and Texas. You get a lot of warning now with hurricanes, but you do not get a warning with these fires. They just rapidly come through and trapped a lot of people, some elderly people, people who were deaf were some of the casualties there. What is behind this, though? That is the key thing. We never look at why there is such an increase in fires. Now, we have the governor of Washington saying it's because of climate change. I don't believe that's the case. About a year ago, when I was in Oregon investigating the murder of Lavoy Finicum by the government, I was talking to a logger. He was organizing the meeting that they were going to attend. They were talking to people about how the federal government was mismanaging land and how they were taking property away from people, taking away their livelihood, whether they are ranchers or loggers or miners. They're shutting this down. It's part of Agenda 21, part of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, if you understand what's going on. But we're going to focus on what he said about the management of this, how the government's management of lands are causing this increase in wildfire. I don't believe that it is man-made climate change. I think it is man-made forestry policy. I had an uncle who was a forestry professor at the University of Missouri. He told me about this about 50 years ago. He saw this coming. And unfortunately, the logger that I talked to has seen the consequences of this, and I believe this is what's happening in many of the fires that are happening in the West. We've had a lot of wildfires there throughout the summer. I was in Washington State on vacation in the end of July, and there were a lot of wildfires out West. We've had an amazing, unprecedented movement in that. A lot of people will look at weather and say, is this man-made? Well, in this case, I believe it absolutely is, and it is not about climate change. We have a major change in the timeline of the Las Vegas shooting. Here we are 8 days later, and we have the police coming out and saying the security guard who was shot, we were previously told that he had gotten there as the just a minute before the police arrived. Now they're saying that he got there 6 minutes before the firing started. Isn't it interesting that the timeline is changing 8 days later? What a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. Stay with us. I'm David Knight. We'll have more Real News after the break.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man! Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
I'm David Knight. It is October the 10th, 2017. Catastrophe in California. At least 11 dead and 100 injured as wildfires are ravaging California's wine country. And even further south, they have thousands flee as a blaze spreads and leaves an orange glow over Disneyland. They say the 11 that are known to have died include a married couple aged 199 who were unable to evacuate in the time. That is the suddenness that this has overtaken people in the area. A deaf and blind woman was also believed to have been among the dead. The key thing here is how quickly the fires moved, how little information people had in advance of this catastrophe. Say more than 100 people are being treated at Napa and Sonoma area hospitals for fire-related injuries or health issues, including burns, smoke inhalation, shortness of breath. An estimated 1,500 structures have been destroyed, 57,000 acres burned in eight counties. And in Southern California, in Anaheim, near Disneyland, that has spread to 4,000 to 5,000 acres and burned at least six buildings. Thousands of people have been evacuated. And in the midst of all of this, just as we see in the hurricanes or other natural disasters, there are some predatory humans who are taking advantage of others, who are losing everything. A Santa Rosa family says its home was looted during the chaos of the North Bay fires, as is reported by ABC News. They said it's absolutely unthinkable, and it is, that someone who is evacuating and people who are losing their homes and others would go in there and loot this, even if they didn't have their home burned down. You come back and you find that somebody has stolen everything that you have. Meanwhile, we have the North Bay fires, as ABC is reporting, is causing dangerous air quality in the Bay Area. Well, maybe we could just pass a law outlawing wildfires. Or maybe it's the government that is the cause of this. And there's a back and forth that is happening here. You know, as we look at the disaster, we have the Washington governor, Jay Inslee, is saying that the ongoing natural disasters that are ravaging both the West and Gulf coasts of the U.S. should serve as a dire warning to the world about the consequences of climate change, especially with a climate change denier in the White House. Okay, we have someone that I talked to in Oregon. We went up to look at the aftermath of the standoff at the reserve up there. And, of course, as they're talking about it, what they were doing as they occupied that area, they were going around and talking to ranchers, talking to loggers, talking to miners about the Constitution, about the mismanagement of the federal government, about the fact that they were deliberately trying to drive people out of these natural resource businesses, how they'd put out entire communities, had been put out of business. All of the logging communities that were there had been shut down. People lost their jobs. And the only thing that was left was retirement, tourism, and big industry was the federal government. They were the only ones who were really building anything in that area. But they'd also created a great deal of loss for individuals who had private land, not to mention the homes that were lost after the wildfires got out of control on government land. And we've seen this over and over again. We had massive wildfires in the Smoky Mountains, something that was had not happened for a very, very long time. Why is this happening? Frankly, it is not a surprise. What this logger told me, and I'm going to play a little bit of the report when I interviewed him, what he told me was exactly what my uncle had told me decades ago. He was a forestry professor at the University of Missouri. And what he was talking about was the fact that the federal government was not managing but mismanaging the federal lands. When you look at the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM, they don't manage. All they're interested in doing is driving people off of the land who have property rights. You know, the property rights to graze cattle, the property rights to have water, to have mining rights. Those are property rights. And you can have those types of property rights can exist simultaneously. Somebody can be grazing cattle on public land for the public's good, quite frankly, and they pay rental fees for it. That's the way the BLM used to work. They used to manage that. They used to allocate the resources for that, just as the FCC used to only be concerned with the allocation of frequency spectrum. And what the BLM used to do was just manage that and get out of the way. Now what they're trying to do is get people off of the land. And there's a number of ways that they do it. But I want to talk about and focus on the fire issue. This is what the logger had to say when I talked to him. His name is Todd. Talk about the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management. People think that they're managing this for the benefit of the forests. And yet, at the same time, they're shutting down access to the loggers and strangling that industry, putting people out of work. The forests themselves are suffering massive
fire. Prior to this,
we
just looked at all the empty logging areas there.
Well, here this summer we had a massive, well, we had the biggest fire we've ever had, 110,000 acres, and I was one of the people that got burned up in that, me and my property, and along with many others. I think close to 50 homes they burnt, and probably tens of thousands of acres of private land they also burnt. Most of the private land, though, was very well managed. What the problem was the BLM and the federal lands that were adjacent to it were a disaster. For instance, the pine forest here in Grant County, about 2 tons of light fuels on the ground is known to be acceptable. The live trees will withstand the fire.
When you're talking about fuel, you're talking about dead trees.
When I'm talking about fuel, I'm talking about pine needles, pine cones, limbs, logs laying on the ground, stumps. And some of these areas of the federally managed lands in this county exceed 500 tons per acre of fuel on the ground. So when you have too much fuel on the ground, when it catches on fire, then it ignites the secondary fuel, which is the standing live trees. And then you have a massive forest fire. Every forest has different conditions, and we have a real dry condition here, and we have a ponderosa pine forest. Ponderosa pine forests are made to burn, but they're made to have really light burns, and even the broadcast burning that the federal government does is many times what the natural fires were, and that's what they say they're trying to mimic, but they're actually catastrophic fires.
So you're saying that 2 tons is what they typically have, but you saw it as much as 500 tons, 250 times the recommended amount of, even at their higher standards, they were far exceeding that.
Yeah, I think some of their standards were like 6 to 10 tons, and your forest is dead. Either that or it's damn mortally wounded.
So there's gross mismanagement unless their purpose is to drive the people off of the land. When I look at this, and I look at what they're doing to the miners, I look at what they're doing to the ranchers, it seems to me that what they're trying to manage is to get the people away from the land. That's what we see continually in all these different areas.
I'm telling you, this is intentional. Take for instance, if a jetliner crashes, there's immediate investigations to what caused that jetliner's crash. These fires are happening all over the western United States. And there is no investigation. They don't even want to talk about what's causing them. And it's their policies are 100% causing these fires. We warned them that the projects, they thinned and they did stewardships and broadcast burning. And that's where the fire actually exploded and got big.
So there you have it, from a logger who has been there, and he says, they never do an investigation, do they? No, they just have a pronouncement. You know, we're just going to have to shut down your energy usage. We're just going to have to make it more expensive because you're the problem, and we're not really going to look at the fact that we're leaving dead wood in the forest, wood that used to be taken out and turned into lumber for homes, lumber for furniture and so forth, living for the residents there. No, instead, what they do is people like Todd, who had worked all of his life, had private land, he had managed his forest, they got destroyed as the mismanagement and the wildfires spilled over there. It's terrible as we look at it. Entire neighborhoods built down, this guy burned down, this guy had his entire retirement burned down. Lost everything that he had, not just his home, but everything. And we're going to lose everything if we don't get control of our government. Our government is like a wildfire. Stay with us. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back with more news.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight on this October the 10th, 2017. We're going to talk a little bit about the fallout from Columbus Day. How many of you over the age of 30 ever thought that we would have a situation where every statue that had anything to do with American history or Western civilization would be the attack of vandalism and abuse, and that we would have local governments spending millions of taxpayer dollars to appease this small minority of people who want to tear down everything that has to do with the foundation of America? And understand that they're not going to stop at the statues. And this is something that has been a long time coming. Not a surprise to some of us who have looked at the educational system. This is where it's coming from. We have the radicals who have taken over our schools, who have used them to push a radical social agenda. And I'm not just talking about the universities. That's where it gets really crazy, and it's always been very easy to radicalize university students. That's where the communist revolutions go. That's where the people like Bill Ayers go, the weather underground, the weatherman. But when he really wants to get dangerous, what Bill Ayers does is he stops blowing up buildings and fighting with the police in the street, and he goes into the schools, and he starts educating your children. And that's what's been happening. There's a radical social agenda that's being taught to your children from the time they are in kindergarten. It includes gender confusion. It includes Marxist ideologies. And by the time they get to college, they are ripe for revolution. And that's what we're seeing now harvested. And that is what is expressing itself in these attacks on everything that is a symbol of our culture. And make no mistake about it, they want to destroy this culture thoroughly. I even have an article here from Ireland, because this is not something that is just happening in America. This is a worldwide movement, just like there's a worldwide movement to push back against the centralization of power, as we see Catalonia and other places trying to devolve power from the center, as we see Brexit. These are all a reverse movement against this consolidation of power, but there is also a radical agenda that is circulating around the world as well. Ireland is going to honor Che Guevara, the guy who is a Marxist mass murderer, but also a favorite T-shirt icon because it's so chic to have a Che Guevara on your shirts. And now Ireland is going to honor him with a commemorative stamp. And I think we ought to stamp out people like Che Guevara, quite frankly. Before we get back to the news, before we talk about what happened yesterday with Christopher Columbus, and as we look at the way this was handled in L.A. and other places, I want to remind you of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Running a big sale on BrainForce, 50% off. My favorite supplement that we have here. It is a great way to supercharge your mind, to focus your concentration. If you've never tried it, try it now, 50% off. And if you have tried it, this is a great time to stock up on it. We also have InfoWars Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 formula. 40% off, and it's in a liquid format. And all Emrex Essentials, that's our line of organic household products, non-GMO, all organic household products, because you know what? Anything that you put on your skin, like bug repellent or something like that, that's going to eventually get into your body. So you want to make sure that it is safe and not toxic chemicals. All of those Emrex Essentials are 50% off. And finally, you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee, and that's either a Patriot blend or an immune support blend, if you enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. That's 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee if you enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. You know, before we get to the statues and the other issues of that, just think about what's going on in California. It's not just the climate change agenda, but it's also now the same place that we just had them sign. Governor Jerry Brown just signed legislation. We talked about that here, where they would allow
not have it to be a crime anymore to intentionally infect other people with HIV, or to do things like giving blood, to put that into the blood supply, even though you know you are HIV positive. And clearly we are not trying to punish people who have a disease. But when you intentionally spread a serious disease like that, when you do it intentionally, that should be prohibited. But no, that disease has civil rights, just as I had, and we talked about this 3 weeks ago, but now it was signed this last Friday by Governor Jerry Brown. Also at the same time, we have something else that has civil rights, and that's hepatitis A down in San Diego, having an outbreak of that that has killed quite a few people, 17 people, and nearly 500 people have been infected with hepatitis A. It's very easily spread. One of the key vectors in spreading that disease is unsanitary conditions and traveling from areas that don't have sanitary conditions. But we can't control our border, and we can't test people who are coming into the country to see if they have any diseases. That would be politically incorrect. So the moves that they're making in terms of ignoring the intentional spreading of HIV, the moves that they're making in terms of let's not do any screening for people who are coming into this country from places where they have sanitation issues, that would be politically incorrect. And now this same state where they're doing all that is now saying that calling somebody he or she can now get you jailed. They are criminalizing the use of traditional pronouns. And they say they're doing this to protect LGBT seniors in rest homes. Yeah, if you buy that, I got a bridge I could sell you. They're saying that it's called a Bill of Rights for Seniors. And it's come from the same guy that introduced the decriminalization of HIV being spread intentionally. And also, while I'm talking about this guy, State Senator Weiner from San Francisco, there was also the State Senator Pan who supported decriminalizing intentionally spreading HIV. That was a guy who wanted to make vaccines mandatory and exclude you, have penalties in terms of excluding kids from school and so forth. So you understand that even though their vaccines are supposed to protect them from disease, and you don't get a vaccine, then that is a threat to them. But if you intentionally expose somebody to HIV, then that same doctor, that same state senator who's pushing for mandatory vaccine on the basis that his vaccines don't work, so you've got to get one too, he is going to not have people who intentionally spread disease escape criminal penalty. Absolutely amazing, isn't it? Can you see the politics behind this? There's absolutely nothing except political tyranny here. This is not about medical issues whatsoever. It's not about public safety either. Neither of these issues are. If your vaccines work, you don't need to have me be vaccinated. And they don't care if somebody intentionally spreads disease. But as the Washington Times points out, this is not a Bill of Rights for seniors. It is a madness law. And what they would do with this law, caretakers in long-term living facilities who willfully and repeatedly refuse to use a transgender resident's preferred pronoun or name can be fined up to $1,000 or sent to prison for 1 year. 1 year for not using transgender pronouns. California, great place. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. This is Real News.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this October the 10th, 2017. And we want to welcome to the broadcast WCKG in Chicago. You can find them at 1530 AM, 102.3 FM. It's very important to get the message out on broadcast radio. And this is a big market. Chicago, I think, is the third largest market in the country. And if you're in the area, make sure you support the advertisers who support WCKG and who support this program and tell them why. So we welcome WCKG to the broadcast, and we're very grateful for their coverage. All right, let's get back to Columbus Day yesterday. We had a lot of pushback, and we have this litmus test now that is being applied to everyone. And, of course, slavery was something that was a part of Western civilization for quite some time. We don't want to talk about slavery today, though. We don't want to do anything about slavery where it currently exists. Let's just focus on what happened 200 years ago, 400 years ago, and only in Western European societies. Because, you know, as we move this to Indigenous Peoples Day, the uncomfortable truth is that the Indigenous people also had slavery, didn't they? Yes, they did. They also had human sacrifice. Maybe that's one of the reasons why they get a pass by the left. The left likes certain types of human sacrifice, don't they?
But we have to understand that there are various forms of slavery. There is literal slavery going on today and the way that it was going on. There's also what is called the sex trade. That's another form of slavery. And it has never been bigger. It has never been more profitable than it is today. But we can feel so morally superior, can't we, by just ignoring that and pontificating about the past. And that's what we saw a lot of yesterday. Just want to remind them, though, that if they want to tear down all of the roots of Western civilization, they can't just stop with European civilization. They need to tear down the roots of every civilization. The Muslims are part of that slave trade. They were the ones who captured slaves in Africa. Then they put them on British ships and they brought them to the New World. And so we have seen that in every culture. We've had Indians capturing and keeping as slaves other people that they capture. And it doesn't matter. It's Roman civilization, Egyptian civilization, indigenous peoples, civilizations in America. Every single one of them has had slavery. And we really do need to focus on how the governments are making us slaves. It's not even just simply the obvious literal slavery that we see going on and the sex trade that we see going on. We're turning a blind eye to that. Will we ever wake up to the fact that we are slaves to the government by de facto? If they can take most of the money that you make. I mean, we had slaves in Egypt and other places where they only, they were not allowed to own land, but they would have to turn over only 10%, 15% of what they did. Under those measures, we are far worse off than serfs in the Middle Ages. We're far worse off than slaves under some ancient civilizations. But let's not talk about that. Let's not talk about our indentured servanthood to the state. And let's not talk about the actual hard slavery that's going on in the sex trade. No, let's just tear down statues and let's throw paint on statues. So here's what's going on in Chicago. We had a Christopher Columbus statue in Little Italy was defaced yet again in Chicago. Here's the video.
The statue of Christopher Columbus in Arrigo Park has been vandalized. You can see from this picture red paint covering part of that statue there. And then here you see mass murderer written beneath it. So far, no one has been arrested for defacing that statue. But over the weekend, police arrested a Pilsen man for vandalizing the same statue. Early Saturday morning, a witness saw three men defacing it. He says they tried to take off on bikes, but he grabbed one and held him until police came. Officers arrested 30-year-old Kyle Miskell. He's been charged with a felony count of criminal damage to government property and criminal defacement of property as well.
Okay, so defacing a statue in Chicago, where they've not even declared it, as far as I know, an Indigenous Peoples Day, but they have in L.A. And in L.A., you'll find this, where they have surrounded it by a fence and then put a white cover over it. Here's that video report.
Yeah, Sharon, we came out here to cover this and just discovered that the statue of Christopher Columbus behind us here has been completely covered up with a fence put around it. We have put in some calls to city and county leaders to find out exactly why and when this happened, but we can tell you that there's been an online petition to have this brought down and that there have been other statues of Christopher Columbus in other cities that have been defaced. In New York City today, we can tell you there are a number of officers who've been guarding the statue there as their Christopher Columbus Day celebrations get underway. We want to give you a look now at the statue, some video of it that was shot earlier. There's no question Christopher Columbus played a major role in history, and Italian Americans who fought against changing the designation of this day said it also celebrated their culture as immigrants. In August, City Councilman Mitch O'Farrell successfully argued, though, that the explorer's connection to brutality and to slavery make him unworthy of celebration. The City Council voted to change the day to Indigenous Peoples Day. It will become one of 12
selective outrage. Let's hold that report right there. And let's scroll that back for the people watching it. And I'll describe for the people on radio what they have there. They've got a very, very small chain link fence that's just a little bit bigger than the base of the statue. And then the statue, if you can scroll that back, the statue is enshrouded and covered in white cloth. So you can't see it. So you can't be offended by that. It's absolutely amazing. I think we should start a movement. Free Christopher Columbus. Take the shroud off of him. He shrouded like a woman in a burqa there and completely fenced in. Yeah, don't fence me in. Give me land, lots of land. It was a big achievement that Christopher Columbus did. We just talk about the fact that we got a lot of people who like to troll us over the flat earth issue. No, the earth is not flat. But a lot of people thought that at the time of Christopher Columbus. So, you know, he took a lot of risks. He thought he was in India, actually. That's why he called him, the Indians that he found, but he wasn't. But he still opened up the route to America. And that's what we're honoring. The beginning of a linking of two cultures together is the way that President Trump put it when he hailed Columbus Day. And that's really what we have seen. And that is a positive thing. Why if what Christopher Columbus did, and again, the fact that they have this selective outrage, they don't care what was done by indigenous people, they don't care about the slavery that was done, they don't care about the slavery that was committed by every other culture. It's only this culture because this is the culture that they want to erase. And yet, when we look at it, what these people built when they came here is something that people want to come to, don't they? We're talking about building a wall because so many people want to come into this country that it will overwhelm our resources. And why is it that they want to continue to come to this country when they hate it so much? So many of the same people who come here are the ones who are attacking statues, who want to burn them down. It's the people on the left who are saying that they have to replace and get rid of the white culture, the white supremacists here, as they're saying. They've even called the left, as they were shouting down the Black Lives Matter students, shut down an ACLU event. They argued that liberalism is white supremacy. I think they're right about that. I would agree with them about that. Liberalism, I think, is white supremacy. It is the white people, in most cases, that are saying white people need to be extinguished, just like Stephen Colbert did the other night with Ta-Nehisi Coates. On his program. Do you think we can have some meaningful change if we can just get rid of the white people? Stephen Colbert pled to him. And that's the insanity that we have here. Can't we take the good things that were done in the past and celebrate those? Can't we celebrate what made America such a great country that people are beating down the doors to come here? And can we not understand that slavery is something that every culture has been involved in to one extent or the other? And in many cases, it was even worse than it was under the Europeans. And we've got it today. Why don't we do something about what is happening today with slavery? Stay with us. We'll be right back with more news.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Today I want to talk to you about guns, why we have them, why the Bill of Rights guarantees that we can have them, and why my right to have a gun is more important than your right to rail against it in the press. I believe every good journalist needs to know why the Second Amendment must be considered more essential than the First Amendment. This may be a bitter pill to swallow, but the right to keep and bear arms is not an outdated, dusty idea some old dead white guy dreamed up in fear of the redcoats. No, it is just as essential to liberty today as it was in 1776. The original amendments we refer to as the Bill of Rights contain 10 of what the constitutional framers termed unalienable rights. The Bill of Rights came to us with blinders on. It doesn't recognize color or class or wealth. It protects not just the rights of actors or editors or reporters, but extends even to those we love to hate. This is a small excerpt from Charlton Heston.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It is October the 10th, 2017. And if you want to follow us on social media, you can find us on Real News X2 on both Twitter and Facebook. You can also find me on Libertarian. That's the only social media that I'm involved in, as the story on Drudge reports it can be a real drain on your life. And we do the news and we do the research, so you can just listen to us on the broadcast, and you don't have to get too involved in social media, but you can find that as an index into our work, an index into our broadcast. And if you want to go to those, that would be great. You can find our reports, our full show, as well as excerpts from the show. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That is what supports our operation. And you can find that we have a 50% discount on Brain Force Plus, biggest we've ever discounted that supplement, my favorite supplement that we have here at InfoWars. And we also have 20% off both our Alexa Pure water filter and our Alexa Pure Breeze. That's an air filter. Both of those are 20% off. They're pretty big ticket items, but that's, so that's a big savings that you've got there. And as we pointed out earlier this week, we've had research showing that 2,000 water systems across the country have issues with contamination of their water in all 50 states. If you're not being proactive in terms of making sure that your family has clean water, you really need to think about these water filters. It's one of the first products that Alex sold to support the operation here, because water is essential. And you never know when something is going to be put in the water. So why not have something there that's going to take out 99.9% of contaminants, whether they're organic or inorganic or bacteriological? And it works without electricity. It's gravity feed. So even during a natural disaster, you'll still be able to get clean water. Be proactive. Prepare for your family. Make sure they always have a source of clean water. And you get 20% off of that right now. Also, you can get 20% off of Wake Up America Coffee.
When you check out, enter the code WAKEUP, and you can choose either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend. Get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee with the code WAKEUP at checkout. You know, we were just playing the video showing how in Los Angeles they had put a fence around the Christopher Columbus statue and then put a white sheet over it. And the crew just pointed out to me, maybe there was a subliminal message there that they were trying to associate him with the Ku Klux Klan, putting a white sheet over the statue of Columbus. But the real issue is, as I point out on the Daily Caller, I think it's about erasing the America where Columbus is a hero. That is the real issue, folks. And as I pointed out, it starts at a very early age. There's a story from WND talking about an expensive private school in St. Louis, kindergarten through eighth grade. They're making sure that their students are aware of their definition of racism from the moment they enter kindergarten. They call it the Witnessing Whiteness Program. Now, this is a school where the tuition is $17,500 a year, and they start propagandizing these kids about whiteness in pre-kindergarten. Understand that this is, as I said before, it is Bill Ayers and the Weathermen who tried to make this a racial division in this country. In Europe, we had the communist organizers, like Bill Ayers and others, had always made it about class, about economics. But here in America, that wasn't selling too well. So what they did was they turned to racism. And they were the ones who began the white skin privilege narrative back in the 60s. And they took that from bombing buildings. They went into bombing our children's minds. And that's where we are today. Meanwhile, we have, as part of this NFL kneeling program, we have CNN's Simone Sanders saying white people are not allowed to criticize the NFL kneeling. Because you've got white privilege, you don't have free speech, evidently. And in Europe, we have Angela Merkel agreeing to limit the number of refugees entering Germany. This is kind of surprising because she just won re-election, so you would think she was moving to the right in order to get re-elected. People were very concerned about what was happening there, and there was a rise of a new third party, AfD, Alternative for Deutschland, or Alternative for Germany. But that new party quickly rose from zero to third place because of the open border. So she is doing something to try to appease them, but is she really doing much? She's agreed to cap Germany's intake of asylum seekers at only 200,000 a year. I don't think that's really going to help if they do that. Meanwhile, in Poland, where they understand the issue far better, Poland is an area that has been invaded by the Germans. They've been invaded by the Russians. They have been invaded by the Muslims, and they still remember the Muslim invasion. So over the weekend, we had thousands of Poles went to the border and prayed against the Islamicization of Europe. They said thousands of Catholics formed a human chain along the borders of Poland on the anniversary of an historic victory by Europe over the Ottoman Empire. And I got to tell you, you know, when I went to Europe with my family and we were in Salzburg, they were talking about the massive wars. It was in Austria. It was in Poland where they stopped the tide of Islam. Because understand, Islam is not simply a religion. It is a fusion of religion and politics. And that is something that if the left was being honest about, they would have a big problem with. But of course, they're not being honest. You look at the combination of religion and politics that is inherent in Islam. You look at the oppression of women that is inherent in Islam. You look at the oppression of homosexuals that is inherent in Islam. And they don't have a problem with any of that. They still celebrate it, and they still encourage the mass migration of people. And, of course, this was something that was done on October the 7th to mark the anniversary of the Battle of Lepanto, where the Christian fleet overcame the Muslim armada and saved Europe from Islamization. In Oklahoma, we had a jury find a Muslim convert who beheaded a woman. They found him guilty this last week. This did not make the news because everybody was talking about the shooting. But he confessed right after he was arrested for the beheading of a 54-year-old female coworker. He beheaded her with a knife, and he explained that he was just acting in the name of Allah. He was following the Quran. He said, "I felt oppressed. I felt oppressed." You know, this is the hatred that is being built everywhere in this country by the left, telling people that they can do anything against the oppressive whiteness of others. He said he told law enforcement officers that he was only doing what he was supposed to do as a Muslim. And so we're going to spend millions of dollars in cities across the country because we've got a litmus test that if we can connect anybody in any way, shape, or form with slavery, then you can take this down. As I pointed out, it is not the only culture. We don't have the only culture that has had an association with slavery. We had Julian Assange talk about the Vegas shooting, and I think he had a very important point. He said, almost all terror plots are created by the FBI. And this was on Twitter. One individual put out a casual reminder that the FBI preys on lonely, vulnerable people and convinces them to create terror plots, then takes credit for stopping them. We've had Judge Napolitano mention this many, many times. He did a video exposing that, talking about the number of terror attacks. And then Julian Assange replied to that, and he said, almost all, quote-unquote, terror plots are created by the FBI as part of its business model. What is the business model of the FBI? Extracting tax, and I would also say power. What does it need to do that? It needs a stable threat. The problem, real terrorists are sporadic, and they make the FBI look weak when they're successful. So the solution is, make them up. And then you can stop them, in most cases, before they do anything. And he linked his comments to a Business Insider story that was written by Carolyn Simone, titled, "The FBI is manufacturing terrorism cases on a greater scale than ever before," pointing out that 67% of terrorism criminal cases also involved evidence provided by undercover FBI agents. And they talk specifically about one individual who is a mentally disturbed, financially unstable young man targeted by an elaborately orchestrated FBI sting in early 2012. They said they found convinced him to do a martyrdom video. They convinced him to put a car bomb together, and his family said, "I don't think he would have ever done that if the FBI hadn't put him up to it." And then today, we're seeing a new narrative coming out of the Las Vegas shooting saying that the guy that was shot, the security guard who was shot through the door of the room, that didn't happen to stop the terrorist. That happened before he even started shooting. Isn't it interesting that they would change the narrative that they've been going with for 8 days, that they would now change it? There's a lot of issues with this narrative. And we're going to talk about what the FBI is focusing on when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this October 10th, 2017. It's being reported by Bloomberg that Trump allies are fearing that his feud with Senator Bob Corker is putting the GOP tax plan at risk. Now, that, of course, would be the tack that would be taken by Bloomberg. Who started this fight? And what is behind this fight? We're going to be talking about that in the next hour. Not only the revolt against the rhinos that is being organized at the grassroots. We got Steve Bannon saying he's going to challenge and wants to challenge every Republican incumbent except Cruz. So there is a revolution against the establishment Republicans represented by Bob Corker. Understand that Bob Corker announced his retirement as soon as Judge Roy Moore defeated the Republican establishment that spent over $30 million to try to attack him at a deeply personal level. Not coming after his policies, because Roy Moore was supporting policies that Republican voters had voted for election after election, but that they can't get from the Republican establishment that is in Washington. But instead, coming after him at a personal level. And so when he saw that that didn't work, the handwriting was on the wall. As I've interviewed Dr. Jerome Corsi last week, he's done multiple exposés about Bob Corker, how he was the big ally for Obamacare, how he's gotten rich in Washington. And now he has taken the lead, because he's not going to be running for re-election. He has taken the lead to try to destroy President Trump. And as they point out in the Bloomberg article, a setback for Trump's promised plan to significantly change the tax code would only solidify perceptions that the president is an ineffective leader. There you go. He will try to make Trump look ineffective by sabotaging any meaningful tax reform. Except that Bob Corker, by doing that, will also sabotage the American economy, which has, since the election last year that Bob Corker and others don't like the results of, since that election, there's been a built-in expectation of tax relief, of tax reform. And if you pull that away, you're going to burst a bubble. But he doesn't care. He'll burn down America on his way out, just like John McCain will in support of Obamacare. They will burn down America so they can get to Trump. That's really what this is about. So we're going to take a look at the Trump agenda. Good news, bad news has happened. A lot of good news that has happened about the Trump agenda on certain issues. We're still waiting to see what's going to happen with DACA. We're going to be talking about that as we come back after this break. At the top of the hour here, though, we want to take a look at some news. And, of course, Google is being accused of racketeering in a lawsuit claiming a pattern of trade secret theft. This is a story that came out over the weekend. It's an individual. He's an architect. His name is Eli Attia. He spent 50 years developing what his lawsuit calls a game-changing new technology for building construction. And then in 2010, Google struck a deal to work with them on commercializing the software project, and he moved his family from New York to Palo Alto to work on the initiative that was codenamed Project Genie. But then Google and its co-founders, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, he alleges, plotted to squeeze him out of the project. They told him that it had been shut down, but they continued to work on it. And then as he started this lawsuit, he found out that he was not the only one. He found out that there were six other incidents of this where people had sued Google. Those other individuals had lost the lawsuits because of procedural issues. See, if you got all the resources in the world, you got all the money in the world like Google, they can find procedural issues or they can outlast you in a lawsuit. So what he's doing now is he's taking the results of those other lawsuits combined with what he alleges that they did to him, saying that in each of these cases, it was cheaper for them to steal rather than to develop their own technology. He's taking that in and trying to establish a behavior of racketeering. Very interesting approach to coming after Google. When we come back, we've got a little bit more news, and then we're going to talk about the Rhino Revolt and Soros's resistance. I'm David Knight. This is Real News. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the Real News. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this October 10th, 2017. I'm David Knight. At the end of the last hour, we were talking about the FBI's proclivity for creating terrorist events that they can then expose and make themselves look like heroes. This has been well documented by many people on both the left and the right. We've had Julian Assange say almost all terror plots are created by the FBI. Same thing we've heard Judge Napolitano say. It's true. It's very well documented. We understand what's going on with this. And it's something we should keep at the front of our mind as we are looking at this Vegas shooting. We've had the FBI come in after Flight 800, TWA Flight 800, that went down. And there were questions about the source of that. And there were individuals that were part of the FAA investigating that. They had their evidence confiscated by the FBI. They later blew the whistle on that. So it is something we should be very wary of as we look at the FBI's investigation of this. And we have the Russians coming out and saying, of course, everybody's going to discount this because it's the Russians saying it, but they say, I don't really think that the U.S. is really fighting against ISIS. Of course we're not. We've had multiple documentation about the fact that we have created ISIS. We created Al-Qaeda before ISIS. We created the Mujahideen before we created Al-Qaeda. We have armed, equipped, and trained them. We've given them money. So if you want to know if the FBI is involved in the, or if ISIS is involved in the Las Vegas shooting, maybe you should just ask John McCain. Maybe we should have a committee hearing and have John McCain come in and look at that. Meanwhile, here's something that sounds like it's from The Onion, but it's not. And it is about the FBI. This is from The Intercept, Glenn Greenwald. It talks about the FBI's hunt for two missing piglets. This is a nationwide. While they cannot solve what's going on, they can't provide us with any credible information about the Vegas shooting. They keep information secret, and they change the timeline now significantly 8 days after the event. They do have a multi-state hunt on for two baby piglets that the Bureau believes are named Lucy and Ethel. Lucy and Ethel. You're going to have some splaining to do here, girls. Okay, the two piglets were removed over the summer by animal rights activists, and now that has the FBI overturning every obstacle throughout the country looking for these two piglets. And, of course, they're taking the position here that this was in a Smithfield Foods farm. They alleged that, and this is a farm where there's more than a million pigs each year, these two piglets were removed, and they were taken away to be helped by animal rights activists. And I understand the issue. I mean, we want to all have humane treatment of animals. Of course, the left doesn't really care about the humane treatment of babies, especially the unborn babies. And they will force injections on kids regardless of what the health issues are. But they're very concerned, and should be, about the welfare of animals. They point out pigs are among the planet's most intelligent, social, and emotionally complicated species. This is the Intercept. And they're capable of great joy, play, love, and connection. And they're also great tasting. But we should raise them in humane conditions. We should not be inflicting pain on them. I agree. So these animal rights activists, presumably, maybe they were trying to just help these two piglets, or maybe they were trying to get information about this farm situation, but they haven't publicized that. The pigs are just missing. And so they called in the FBI, these two, this pignapping. And they say, under normal circumstances, a large industrial farming company such as Smithfield Foods would never notice that two sick piglets out of the millions that it breeds and then slaughters were missing. Nor would they care. A sick and dying piglet has no commercial value to them. Yet the rescue of these two particular piglets has become a federal case. By all appearances, a matter of great importance to the Department of Justice. On the last day of August, a six-car armada of FBI agents in bulletproof vests, armed with search warrants, descended upon two small shelters for abandoned farm animals. So when they have the resources, when they've got something that they think is really important, you know, not like the shooting in Las Vegas, but when they have something that's really important, like two missing piglets, they will send in the army of FBI agents. And just remember, almost all terror plots are created by the FBI. They're searching for Lucy and Ethel. And just one more piece of insanity before we get to the politics here. And this is coming out of Detroit, the same place where we had a mom jailed this week for not vaccinating her son on their schedule. She had him vaccinated. She just didn't want to do it all at once in their accelerated schedule of a lot of vaccines. And she filed all the exemptions. But the judge said, you vaccinate him or you're going to go to jail. And this was a case where there was a dispute between the husband and wife who were divorced. That's how the court got involved in that. Nevertheless, to send this mother to jail and then forcefully vaccinate the child, they could have forcefully vaccinated the child to enforce the order if that was the issue. Why send the mother to jail for a week? But in this same area of Detroit, we have a rape victim's attacker getting joint child custody. Let me repeat that to you. A rape victim's attacker getting joint child custody in the same jurisdiction where they just sent a mother to jail for a week because she didn't vaccinate her child on the judge's scheduled orders. Now, what makes this even more amazing is that this rape victim was a minor when this happened. A minor. So this is a county circuit judge. And he's granted a parenting time and joint legal custody of an 8-year-old boy to a convicted sex offender who allegedly raped the child's mother 9 years ago. I don't know if that's allegedly. I think the guy was sent to prison for it, I believe here. Anyway, his name is Christopher Mirasolo. He's 27. He was awarded joint legal custody by the judge, Gregory S. Ross, after DNA testing established paternity of the child. The victim's attorney is seeking protection under the Federal Rape Survivor Child Custody Act. She said, this is insane. We filed objections with the judge, said nothing has been right about this since it was originally investigated. He was never properly charged. He should still be sitting behind bars somewhere, but the system is victimizing my client, who was a child herself when all of this happened. The judge disclosed the rape victim's address to the individual. Mirasolo ordered his name to be added to the child's birth certificate, all without the victim's consent or without a hearing being done. She was 12 years old and he was 18 when the incident occurred in September of 2008. He was sentenced to 1 year in the county jail, but he only served 6.5 months before early release so that he could care for his sick mother, they said. And they told the family that He was simply a first-time sex offender. They didn't want to send him to prison because he might come out worse after he went in there. So that was in 2008, September 2008. In March of 2010, only about a year and a half later, he committed a sex assault on a victim between the ages of 13 and 15 years old. And then he got 4 years for that second offense. So this guy has come after kids 12 and 13 years old twice. And he has done a total time of 4 years and 6.5 months. And now he gets out. They do a paternity test. And the judge, without a hearing, without talking to the victim or her attorney, gives the information about where she lives and puts his name on the birth certificate of the child that was a result of that rape. That is absolutely amazing. That's Michigan. That's Detroit, Michigan. All right, let's talk about the Trump agenda when we come back. Has there been an improvement here? You know, when you look at the gun control movements, many people are saying, we're so thankful that Hillary Clinton is not president. But there's other things that have gone very right, as we have Senator Bob Corker trying to stop now tax reform, just as Republicans in the Senate were able to stop Obamacare. Will they get away with it? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
All the perplexities, the confusion and distress in America arise not from objects in their Constitution or Confederation, not from want of honor or virtue, so much as from the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. Those are the words of John Adams, the second president of the United States. Are you ignorant of the private Federal Reserve? Do you understand the nature of our fiat currency? Do you understand how a private corporation has the ability to create boom and bust cycles and to profit from it? What kind of leverage do these people in the Federal Reserve have over the American people? Or for that matter, what kind of leverage do the Saudis have over our money? Will you be a slave or will you be free? Adams also said, liberty cannot be preserved without general knowledge among the people. Join the InfoWars. Spread the information. Educate yourself and others. The truth shall set you free. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this October the 10th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about Trump's agenda. How is it doing? We have the New York Magazine saying we got a White House aide who's trying to sabotage Trump's DACA deal. Is he? Or is he trying to help the Trump agenda? And what is happening with DACA? There's different forces in the White House that are pushing in each direction. What's going on with climate change, with the EPA? What's going on with other issues that are of concern to Christians in terms of religious freedom or pro-life issues? What's going on with gun control? We're going to take a look at those in just 1 minute. Before we do, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, these are the things that fund our operation, funds this program, funds everything that we do here at InfoWars. And we put big sales on from time to time as a thank you to those of you who support us with the products that you buy that support your health as well. So we have a 50% discount right now off of BrainForce, the biggest discount we've ever had off of BrainForce. And it is a great way to focus your attention, to supercharge your mind, to help your recall. And it is my favorite supplement that we have here, 50% off for BrainForce Plus. We also have Essential Oils by Emmerich's Essentials. That is a new product that we have released. And we have discounts off of Alexa Pure Pro water filter, 20% off of that, 20% off of the Alexa Pure Breeze. That is the air filter that keeps the air in your home clean. You know, everybody's trying to save money on utility bills. So you tighten up the seals on your windows, and that keeps the things that are being outgassed out of your carpet, out of your furniture, and other things that would be inside your house that keeps them focused and concentrated. With Alexa Pure Breeze, you can filter your air. It's a four-way filter, even taking out bacteria. It's a great way to keep your air clean. And so you can also get that at 20% off. And we have Emmerich's Essentials all 50% off. That's all the household organic products that we have. And those are things like mouthwash, and we have bug spray, sunscreen lotion, all the types of things that are typically loaded with very toxic chemicals if you buy them from the typical commercial suppliers of these things. For example, with bug spray, most of the bug spray that you get is going to have DEET in it. That is a very potent chemical. You put that on your skin, that's going to make its way into your body. So what we have is organic, non-GMO products that are going to repel the bugs. They're not going to, it's not any toxic thing that's going to kill them, but it is going to repel them because they don't like the scent or other things. And we have a lot of products in the Emmerich's Essential line. All of those are 50% off. And finally, you can get 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America coffee when you enter the code Wake Up. You can get either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend. Just enter the code Wake Up at checkout to get 20% off of Wake Up America coffee. Let's take a quick look at the Trump agenda. And of course, the very first thing that really caused President Trump to get traction as a candidate was what he was saying about immigration. Let's take a look at the consequences of immigration. Let's take a look at Pennsylvania, Scranton, Pennsylvania in particular. And there's a blog here, Refugee Resettlement Watch.
And they point out the next time you see one of those head-scratching claims that asserts that bringing more third-world poverty to a dying city will revitalize it, and we see those claims all the time. That's what we saw in Twin Falls, Idaho, as we saw Hamdi Ulukaya, the CEO of Chobani Yogurt, saying, these are the best workers in the world. We can bring them in. I'll hire interpreters around the clock to teach, to keep these people going. They don't even need to speak English. As a matter of fact, you know, if they speak English, they may find a job somewhere outside of his yogurt factory. But he tells everybody, these are the best workers in the world. We are revitalizing this area by bringing in massive numbers of people from other areas. Well, is that really a revival? As they point out in Refugee Resettlement Watch, they say Pennsylvania is one of the top 10 states that welcomes refugees in the United States. So they say, you might want to do this if the newspaper doesn't do it for you. And typically, they're not going to do it for you. But they had the Times Tribune in Scranton, Pennsylvania, actually look at some of the expense that we have here in terms of refugees coming in. And this is not even about illegal aliens. This is about refugees who are being brought in. So the newspaper, surprisingly, did this analysis. And what they found was that they have more students today than they've had in the last 25 years. They have 10,000 students enrolled in that small town. They say low-income enrollment has soared to 82.5%. The number is the highest in the region, and it is up from 60% just 7 years ago in 2010. They say there's a record-high enrollment of 902 students that require English as a second language. It's now called English learners, or EL. They say that number could climb to 1,000, or about 10% of the population of the school by the end of the year. So 10% of the population of the school is not going to speak English. They're going to need special tutors. See, that's the issue when we open our borders, and then we say we're going to give free education to anybody that happens to be within our borders. Do we have an American dream anymore if we do that? Wasn't the American dream owning a home? Or having a bigger home or apartment if you're going to rent it? You understand that the biggest tax expense that you have is your property tax. And that's going to be paying for the school. Paying for the schooling of children who come here from a foreign country because their country, like Mexico, doesn't want to pay to educate their own children. So they send them here. And they help them avoid the laws that would send them back home. Here in Austin, we have the Mexican embassy with signs that they put up as soon as all the talk about repealing DACA happened. They're putting up these signs so they can help people with services, help them to avoid being sent back to Mexico, where Mexico would have to provide the services, where Mexico would have to educate their children. So we have the foreign citizens who are trespassing here illegally, and the cost is staggering. They say the growth creates unique issues. You have staffing. You have resources. You have to build buildings. The district faces a deficit that is expected to reach $40 million by the end of the year. Where's that money going to come from? Property taxes. They can't just print paper currency like the Federal Reserve does. They say the district now must educate more students as it faces growing financial problems. The state put the district on a financial watch status in June, the first in a series of steps that could eventually lead to a takeover by a state receiver. And, of course, as poverty is increasing, area social service agencies are seeing even more families that are seeking services. So it is a downward spiral. That's why immigration was the issue that put Donald Trump on the path to the White House. But what is happening now? Well, as talk came out about DACA, everybody had a fit. You can't send people back. You can't send these kids back. Their parents brought them here. And the parents are at blame. Well, why can't the parents take them back? Why can't the country take them back? They're still citizens of that country. We've paid for a lot of their education. They could go home. They could say thank you. But no, instead, they demand that they be allowed to stay. And New York Magazine attacks Stephen Miller, saying this is the White House aide who is trying to sabotage Trump's DACA deal. See, according to the liberals, according to New York Magazine, they had this great deal with Chuck and Nancy. And now you've got this reprehensible guy who was with him during the campaign, who understands why Trump got elected, who's trying to help Trump keep his campaign promise to try to give him a backbone to stand up to this. And he is sabotaging Trump's DACA deal with Nancy and Chuck. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights, wrote, "Where an excess of power prevails, property of no sort is duly respected. No man is safe in his opinions, in his person, in his faculties, or in his possessions." Is there any question that we have an excess of power in Washington? The only question is, how do we contain it? And how do we remove that power from Washington to our local communities to the individual? That is the ultimate concern. The concentration of power, the excess of power, was always the chief concern of the founders of this country. It was why the Anti-Federalists opposed the Constitution. They believed they put safeguards in the Constitution to abuse that concentration of power. But as James Madison also pointed out, knowledge will forever govern ignorance. But people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power that knowledge gives. Arm yourself with the information of what your rulers are doing, of what the real constraints upon them are. Only then will you have the courage to nullify their actions. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this October the 10th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We were just talking about the Civil War that is not only in the White House. We're going to talk about how it has gone beyond the White House and it's going to affect the upcoming primaries. That's where you need to get involved. If you wait until the general election, it is going to be too late. You're going to have another establishment candidate who is not going to support the Trump agenda that you supported, that you voted for, that got President Trump into the White House. And as we're looking at this back and forth, the liberal New York Magazine talks about Stephen Miller and says, this is the White House aide that is trying to sabotage Trump's DACA deal with Nancy and Chuck. But that's not the deal that he made with the American people to get elected. And it's Stephen Miller who is trying to hold him to it. There is a civil war within the Trump White House. And the question is, you know, why are these people who oppose the Trump agenda there? But let's just focus on where it is at the point. Right now, they say that Trump has given congressional Democrats, this is from the New York Magazine's perspective, he's given these congressional Democrats every indication that he does not see legal status for Dreamers as a painful concession, but rather as a good in and of itself. And yet, his White House is now suggesting that it will block any bill that grants legal status to DACA recipients if said bill does not also cut legal immigration in half, give state and local law enforcement the power to enforce immigration laws, expand criminal penalties for entering the U.S. illegally, and allocate billions of dollars in funding for border security, detention beds, and immigration judges. So they say, what's the problem with this? The Hill says this is upending the immigration debate. Wait a minute, I thought we had a deal. I say it's quite easy to see what Breitbart's favorite White House advisor, Stephen Miller, might hope to achieve with it. The death of Trump's DACA deal. That is exactly what the people who voted for President Trump want to see. We want to see the end of the DACA deal. Again, let's remind people of what Judge Roy Moore, who won the primary for Senate, what he was telling people was when they asked him in the debate, he said there is no such thing as a dreamer. There was no law passed. It was simply the president and the memos from Homeland Security saying we're not going to enforce the law. And they call that a Dreamer Act. It's actually just not enforcing Immigration Act is what it is. And again, as I just pointed out, the incredible cost that is borne by the taxpayers of this country, who are citizens who come here legally, people who immigrate here legally, they have to pay the taxes to support this exploding educational system that is focused on children who are brought here illegally because their parents decided to do that. Well, they could take them back home and their home countries could educate them. But then they go on to say, according to Politico, it is Stephen Miller who is the driving force behind the White House's new hardline stance. Well, let's hope so. The Hill said the new demands from President Trump created by hardliners in the White House have Democrats questioning the administration's commitment to securing a bipartisan deal to help the young immigrants, commonly known as Dreamers. I thought we got Trump elected because he was going to help America. I thought he was going to put America first. And you can't put America first if you put the Dreamers first. They're foreign citizens who are brought here illegally, and they are criminally trespassing. And we have, in spite of all that, provided them with a Cadillac education at the expense of American taxpayers. It's enough. We've had enough of that. They say, we're looking for a serious proposal to come from President Trump, said Representative Joaquin Castro of Texas. This was not a serious proposal, says the man whose mother was one of the founders of La Raza. The race is what that means. The racist Hispanic organization. Pelosi hints that the Democrats will play hardball to protect Dreamers. So much for the Democrat friends Nancy and Chuck. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said yesterday that she would not rule out withholding support for end-of-the-year budget bills and risk a government shutdown. She'll shut down the government. I thought that was the worst possible thing that could ever happen, according to the Democrats. But no, they'll do it. They'll shut down the government to protect foreign citizens so they can stay here and get free benefits and get a free education. That's what Nancy Pelosi will do. She said, if President Trump and the Republicans don't agree to protect illegal immigrants that were brought to this country as children, we have to do it before Christmas. It's going to be a Christmas present, special Christmas present for those foreign citizens. She said, that's just the way it is. There you go, Nancy and Chuck. Meanwhile, we got IBM pushing for DACA legislation. Understand, it is big business. It's the multinational corporations. And if you want to know why the Republicans are signing on to all of this stuff, it's because the Democrats won't want voters and the Republican businesses like IBM or the big business that funds the Republican Party, they want cheap labor. It's just that simple. Cheap labor and easy to obtain voters that they can bribe at your expense. But here's the other side of this in the White House. We've got Ivanka Trump calling on Congress to act on immigration. She says, I'm personally in favor, I'm of the opinion, and the president has stated that we have to figure out a good solution that protects these innocent people. How about having their parents take them back to their home country? They don't even have to say thank you. She said many of them were brought into this country as children. Nobody ever mentions the fact that American taxpayers paid for their education. She says there has to be a good long-term fix. It can't be bandaged over at the presidential level. They're begging for the Congress to take the hit on providing them amnesty. And if you give them legal status and if you allow them to stay, folks, that is amnesty by definition. You might say, no, it's not amnesty. I'm just giving them legal status and I'm allowing them to stay. No, that is what amnesty is. But here's what the Trump voters say. The Washington Examiner took a poll. They said 70% support Trump's immigration policies. They want Americans hired first. They say despite charges from Democrat leaders like Chuck and Nancy, the vast majority of Americans decry Trump's America First focus. A new survey shows that many of the president's policies are supported by 70 to 80% of the public. They said 71% call on companies to offer jobs to Americans before they hire foreign workers. But of course, it's the Republicans who are putting in the new visa programs to bring in workers from foreign countries in the service economy. We've all seen the stories that have happened in the last couple of years with Disney firing their American workers and telling them they're not going to get any severance pay unless they train their foreign replacements that they're bringing in on a visa program. So 71% want companies to offer jobs to Americans before foreign workers. 82% of voters support a law that would strengthen sentencing penalties for illegals who had previously been deported and strengthens laws against illegal immigrants who commit crimes in the U.S. 76% want more ICE officers. 75% support Trump's focus on jailing MS-13 members. 25% don't? I mean, do they not know what MS-13 is? Do they not know that this is one of the most violent gangs anywhere in the world? I mean, look at the crime that we have on Long Island. Look at the violence that's committed by these people. And as I point out before, it's many times I've talked about the violence that's done by the youngest people. It's in every demographic sector of society. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about white gangs or black gangs or Hispanic gangs like MS-13. The youngest people are the ones who are going to create the most heinous crimes. And yet, because of the Dreamer program, and because of our open borders, we want to pretend that they're just undocumented immigrants, they're not foreign citizens trespassing illegally, we give a pass to MS-13 members. They follow them around in New York. They identify them. They got it written all over their face with tattoos. But, of course, they're criticized by the ACLU if they simply monitor them. They can't deport them because they're here illegally. They can't deport them. They have to wait for them to commit a crime. And if they even follow them to see if they're going to commit a crime because of the long history of MS-13, then the ACLU starts to sue them. That is the insanity. It's not what the voters want. You want to be with the 70 to 80% of the people. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this October 10th, 2017. I'm David Knight. Before we get back to the news, and before we look at the broader civil war within the GOP, we've just been looking at the back and forth on DACA, and it appears that the people who were siding with President Trump on the Trump agenda that got him elected may be winning the argument on DACA. We certainly hope so. There's been a new list of conditions, and the Democrats are furious. Nancy Pelosi said that they're going to shut down the government if they don't get what they want for the Dreamers. But we have to put America first. And it looks like the new agenda that is coming out of the White House, the conditions are saying have to be met. They said if you're going to craft any legislation, of course, this has to be done by the Congress, says President Trump. You should create this by law rather than doing what the Obama White House did, which is to say we're going to ignore immigration law. We're going to have a set of memos coming out of Homeland Security, and we're going to provide amnesty
for foreign citizens trespassing here criminally. And what President Trump's White House has said is that here are the conditions that are going to have to be met. And let's hope that those conditions are stringent enough that it will shut this deal down and let them shut the government down. We have seen this all play out before. Ronald Reagan offered us this deal 30-plus years ago. And we've been offered this deal subsequently by George H.W. Bush, by Bill Clinton. You just let the people who have already come here illegally, you let them stay, and we're going to make sure we set the borders up so nobody else comes in. It hasn't worked. It has never worked. And so I hope that they cannot meet these conditions. I hope they do shut the government down, because quite frankly, we could do with a little bit less government for a while. Very easily. Of course, what they'll do is they'll shut down things that are designed to make things painful for people. That would be a good exercise if we would actually take that opportunity to find ways around the things that government has done to make us dependent upon them. We don't have to have a government to exist, to thrive as a country. We thrived without a massive, oppressive government that did everything for us, that demanded everything from us in return. Well, I would say not in return, but prior to that. Before we get back to the news, before we look at the back and forth between Senator Corker and Trump, and then the back and forth between Steve Bannon and Mitch McConnell, and we've got a couple of interesting clips here of some things that were said yesterday. I just want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus is about to stop being on sale. Right now it is 50% off, the deepest discount we have ever had on BrainForce Plus. That is not going to last much longer. We also have a couple of big ticket items, the Alexa Pure Pro water filter and the Alexa Pure Pro air filter, both 20% off. We have 40% off our Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 formula. You just put a little bit of that under your tongue and it has the same effect as it would if you were going to get a vitamin B12 injection. And finally, we have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee in either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. All right, let's take a look at the back and forth between Trump and Bob Corker. As CNN says, this encapsulates the broader GOP civil war that is going on outside the White House, because as we just pointed out with DACA, there is one going on within the White House. Here's the one between Trump and the establishment Republicans on Capitol Hill, now being led by Bob Corker, who knows he can't get elected, but he's willing to burn down the American economy just to make President Trump look bad. Here's that clip.
Right. The volatility is, to anyone who has been around,
You might want to get a microphone.
Alarming, but again, I don't wish him harm. He's got people around him that have been able to keep him, generally speaking, in the middle of the road. Right. The tweets, especially as it relates to foreign policy issues, I know have been very damaging to us, okay?
Yeah.
And I do wish that would stop. But as evidence this morning, he just, there's just something he has to do.
Republicans
warning that he's,
okay, let's hold that right there. That audio is pretty bad quality. He's on a phone line, but we have seen the tweets going back and forth between Bob Corker and President Trump. And of course, if you attack President Trump, he's going to attack you back. But what Bob Corker is putting out there, he needs some adults to babysit him. He's immature, so forth and so on. Bob Corker is basically sounding like Alec Baldwin on Saturday Night Live. Why is that? Well, because if they can make tax reform fail, then they can say President Trump can't get anything done. You have to understand that the failures have been coming from Congress. And as they tried repeatedly, they said, to pass Obamacare, it never got off of Capitol Hill. They never sent anything to President Trump's desk to sign. Never even came close. The senators in the GOP who had voted in the past and campaigned to get elected in the past by repealing Obamacare, then they said, no, we're not going to do that. And they never had a plan. Why is it a surprise for them? Why is it something that they don't have enough time to get this done, or they don't have enough time to get tax reform done? Were they never planning on doing it? No, they weren't. As I said before, if you don't have a plan to get rid of Obamacare, to change it, to open it up, then you're not planning on doing it. They were never planning on doing it. And they don't want somebody there who is going to try to get it through. So that's why they want Trump out of there. This is simply an attack on Trump. And as I said before, Bob Corker will burn down the American economy in order to make President Trump look bad. Now, here's what Steve Bannon had to say about Mitch McConnell and what's going to be coming up in the primaries.
Senator Corker stepped down today. He's not going to run for re-election. And you're going to see in state after state after state, people that follow the model of Judge Moore, that do not need to raise money from the elites, from the crony capitalists, from the fat cats in Washington, D.C., New York City, Silicon Valley. This campaign was outrageous. $30 million spent against about two and a half, all in the politics of personal destruction against one of the finest men in this country, Judge Roy Moore. The question was called today in the state of Alabama. Who's sovereign? The people or the money? And Alabama answered today, the people. Thank you very much.
All right, that was Steve Bannon, and that was right after Judge Roy Moore won the primary, after the Senate GOP fund had spent $32 million to attack him personally. And what you heard Steve Bannon say there was, what is going to be sovereign? Is it going to be the big money coming out of Washington or the people? And he said, you answered that it's the people. Bob Corker heard that, and Bob Corker said the very next day, I'm not running again. But now he is trying to take down President Trump, trying to take down our economy by being the person opposing tax reform. Now, last night, we had Steve Bannon go on the Sean Hannity show, and he said there is a coalition coming that is going to challenge every Republican incumbent except for Ted Cruz. He said that last night. He said there's a basic agenda that Trump ran on and won. He carried states that Republicans haven't carried in living memory, states like Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Steve Bannon said this agenda works. The American people voted for it. By the way, he said Mitch McConnell would not be a majority leader unless Trump in North Carolina and Missouri and Wisconsin was able to carry those senators across the finish line. It's incumbent upon them to back President Trump's plan, but you don't see it. No, what they do is they oppose it. And then he goes on to say they will take on incumbents in every state, and then they will take on Democrats after that. He said the globalist clique on Capitol Hill, including McConnell and Bob Corker, have to go. And he remarked that the establishment has total contempt for the forgotten man and his base. Meanwhile, USA Today is saying that new Democrat ads would give Steve Bannon an assist in his war against Paul Ryan and other GOP incumbents. Understand that the Democrats would like to see Paul Ryan out, and we agree with them. That's one thing we agree with the Democrats on, is that we would like to get Paul Ryan out of his seat in Congress. And so he's going to be coming under attack at the primary level, as well as Democrat attacks against him. So there's going to be a twin force against Paul Ryan. Hopefully that is going to make a change. Also, McConnell is trying to defuse conservative anger over stalled judicial nominations. They were not replacing the judges that President Obama put in. That's one of the reasons why there's so much opposition to the things that President Trump is trying to do. But, of course, Mitch McConnell and the establishment Republicans are just trying to stop anything from happening. They're going to go on vacation. They said they've got a very short schedule here. Just don't know if I can fit that tax reform in. Were you planning on? I didn't know you were going to do any tax reform. I didn't know you wanted to do anything about fixing health care. You know, President Trump is not going to wait for them to fix health care. He's going to do something. There was a plan that was put out by Rand Paul. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth,
from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and this October the 10th, 2017. We're going to continue to take a look at what's going on with politics. We've got George Soros organizing people on the left to get more radical. And we have a lot of establishment Republicans in the Democrat Party are getting concerned about that. We have establishment Republicans getting concerned about the organization on the right. You know, parting on the left is now parting on the right. Everybody is parting, and there are civil wars going on in Capitol Hill within each party, as well as back and forth opposition within the White House administration. We're talking about earlier what's going on with DACA. At the moment, it looks like the people remaining in the White House who were supporting the agenda that President Trump got elected on are in the ascendancy. And we hope that is the case, that they're now pushing back on DACA amnesty, putting on a lot of conditions. Nancy Pelosi is saying, well, we'll shut the government down if we don't get amnesty for foreign citizens who are here illegally. Yeah. Talk about put America first. They put America last. So we're going to go back to that when we come back. We also have a guest at the bottom of the hour who is with the 10th Amendment Center. Remember the 10th Amendment, that important piece of the Constitution? That says that if you don't have the authority specifically given to you, then you don't have any authority to do anything. Just so that you understand. Remember, they put the Constitution together, and James Madison and others said, well, we want to make sure that they don't concentrate power, because that has always been the tendency of people in power to accrue even more power to themselves. So we want to make sure that they don't have power over certain things. That's how we got the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights is about individual rights. Don't let them deceive you. When they start talking about the Second Amendment and they start saying that this is about having a National Guard, no, it's not. It is about individual rights. It's about rights of the people, as it even says in the Second Amendment. So it's very important to understand that. And then as they go through the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, they say, and oh, by the way, if we didn't give that to you, those rights are still retained by the people and by the states. So the individual that we have coming on with us from the 10th Amendment is going to be talking about the efforts of many to try to get information about their local government as they try to get information. Guess what you find out if you're a journalist or if you're a consumer watchdog agency or somebody just wants to know what your government is doing? They say, no, I can't tell you that. I'm not going to give you any information. And so then you can file a Freedom of Information request. And then they can still say no. And typically what people have done is sue them to get them to produce the information. And now what they're doing is we have these bureaucracies, these school departments are now suing the people who are asking for information. causing them to incur massive legal fees. So at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to an individual who has taken them on directly. And it's a very important thing for you to understand if you're going to try to get control of your government in your area. Meanwhile, today in Catalonia, and this is part of the global movement that is not just a movement of nationalism against globalism. The true forces here are going to cause a split off below the national level. There are going to be areas like Catalonia where people are going to demand that they have a right to govern themselves. And today, this evening, we're going to have Catalonia's president is going to be talking about whether or not he's going to declare independence. Remember, we did that once in 1776. It may cost them a war, but Spain's worst political crisis in four decades is expected to come to a head today when the Catalan president, Puigdemont, reveals his plans for independence as he addresses the regional parliament for the first time since the referendum that provoked the standoff with the Spanish government. They had originally promised to make a unilateral declaration within 48 hours, but in the meantime, he's been trying to achieve a peaceful separation. This has happened in the past. In European countries, they've had peaceful separations, but nobody will mediate for them, and the Spanish government will not talk to them. So what is going to happen today? We're waiting to see. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. This is Real News.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com with some patriotic quotes by Ron Paul. The most basic principle to being a free American is the notion that we as individuals are responsible for our own lives and decisions. We do not have the right to rob our neighbors to make up for our own mistakes. Neither does our neighbor have any right to tell us how to live, so long as we aren't infringing on their rights. Freedom to make bad decisions is inherent in the freedom to make good ones. If we are only free to make good decisions, then we are not really free. Liberty is lost through complacency and a subservient mindset when we accept or even welcome automobile checkpoints, random searches, mandatory identification cards, and paramilitary police in our streets. We have lost a vital part of our American heritage. America was born of protests, revolution, and mistrust of government. Subservient societies neither maintain nor deserve freedom for long.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We've been talking about Steve Bannon and his war against Mitch McConnell and the establishment Republicans who have decided that they're going to block anything associated with the Trump agenda. And so far, they've been pretty effective at doing that. This next week, we're going to see what happens because President Trump is going to initiate some executive orders on health care because the Senate would not do anything about it. They changed their votes after they got elected. An amazing, amazing display of obstructionism from the establishment Republicans. And Steve Bannon has said that Corker, who is now taking on President Trump, attacking him personally, Corker is an absolute disgrace. If he has any honor or decency, he should resign immediately. And I absolutely agree with him. Of course, we understand why Bob Corker is doing this. And as I said before, he's going to try to block tax reform so that he can make President Trump look weak and ineffective. And yet what he's doing is showing the true colors of the GOP establishment. But let's take a look at some of the rest of the Trump agenda and how that is faring. Right now, we have the EPA chief, Scott Pruitt, is going to repeal Obama's global warming rule. What rule is that? Well, that's the Clean Power Act that was enacted. And he is going to repeal that because, you know, if you put stuff in there by executive fiat or you put things in without legislating it through the Congress, if you just have the bureaucracy create it, or if you self-ratify something like the TPP, well, the next president that comes along can just unratify your self-ratification because it doesn't have the effect of law. Treaties have to be ratified by the Senate. There's a constitutional process. If President Obama wants to go through and say, well, I know I can't get the votes, so I'm just going to sign it myself. Well, it doesn't have any effect. And that's why President Trump immediately rescinded the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, the Obama administration put together the Clean Power Act in 2015. Its goal was to cut carbon dioxide emission from power plants by 32% below the levels they were in 2005. So he says, we're going to go back 10 years, and then we're going to lop off one-third of your energy capacity from that. And he's going to do it by 2030. It never went into effect. The Supreme Court issued an unprecedented stay against the rule that was created by the EPA under President Obama. They did that in early 2016, before Trump even became president. And so now the EPA chief, Scott Pruitt, says that repealing the bill will save Americans $33 billion in compliance costs. That's good news. That's real good news. You know, we look at things like gun control movement that is happening right now. And at first, there were some comments. People came out and said, well, isn't this time now that we can finally do something to take the guns away from Americans or to infringe on them a little bit more or whatever in a significant way? President Trump says, there'll be time to talk about that later. It was like, oh, is he going wobbly on this? And I don't think so. When you look at the quotes, he's saying, yeah, we'll talk about that some other time. Right now, let's talk about the victims or whatever. And I think that we all know what would be happening right now if Hillary Clinton were president. It would be Mr. and Mrs. Americans, give up your guns. Meanwhile, the EPA chief says that he wants to do away with wind and solar tax credits. Oh, no. What will Elon Musk do? I don't know. He said, I'd do away with these incentives that we give to wind and solar. He said, I'd let them stand on their own. I'd let them compete against coal and natural gas and other sources. I'd let utilities make real-time market decisions on those types of things, as opposed to being propped up by tax incentives and other types of credits that occur, both in the federal level and the state level. See, you know, we look at subsidies, and of course what he's talking about is subsidies to the power generation facilities, the people who feed the power grid. And as you understand, everybody likes electric cars because they don't see any exhaust or any byproducts coming from that, because the electricity is generated by fossil fuels at a distance. It's the external combustion engine that makes their electric cars go. But they feel so good about it because they don't see anything coming out of their tailpipes. And so we give massive incentives to people who are making electric cars, and Elon Musk is still losing money at an amazing burn rate. And it would be far more if he wasn't getting massive subsidies for the very expensive cars that he sells to the very wealthy. So they're getting their cars subsidized by the cheaper internal combustion engine cars that you and I buy. But see, when we look at this kind of stuff, we didn't have to have subsidies in order to replace horse and buggies with cars, did we? People bought cars simply because they were better. And we didn't have to have subsidies in order to build the power grid and the power plants that we have now in the first place. And if you take away this stuff, or if you put arbitrary regulations to make coal and natural gas and other sources of cheap available fuel, if you artificially make those expensive, as we've had guests on to talk to us about it, we see what happens in Europe when that's been done. You have a lot of people, specifically retirees, who can't afford the electric bill. It becomes as expensive in some cases as their mortgages. And so they decide they'll cut it down. And they've had people who have died because they didn't have air conditioning, or died because they didn't have heat, just as we saw those people in that Florida rest home die when they lost their air conditioning because the power went out. Well, there's other ways that you can turn the power out. You can turn the power out by artificially increasing the cost so the people can't afford it. They have to make decisions as to whether they're going to have a roof over their head or food to eat, and they can't have that or those two things and power at the same time. Meanwhile, as we've had people like Bob Corker and others block any kind of meaningful change to health care, President Trump is now going to do it himself. Trump could make waves with a new health care order, reports The Hill. They say Trump's order, expected as soon as this week, they were talking about it last week, would allow small businesses or other groups of people to band together to buy health insurance. Some fear that these association health plans, or AHPs, would not be subject to the same rules as Obamacare plans, including those that protect people with pre-existing conditions. Well, if you've got a pre-existing condition and you've got health care, pre-existing means that you get sick before you buy health care. Well, if we're going to insure people after something happens, that's like going out and buying car insurance after you've had an automobile accident. That's not insurance. That's not what has ever been called insurance. That is simply a welfare program. And that's what they're trying to do. And they're trying to fund that welfare program by stealing money from Fannie and Freddie investors, as Dr. Jerome Corsi has pointed out many times. And they're trying to put mandates and increase the costs of individuals who are actually paying for their health care. We're seeing the costs go up by double-digit inflation, and it's more than double for many people in many areas of the country. It cannot be sustained. They're going to run out of other people's money, and they're going to bankrupt the country, and this is not insurance. Supporters say Trump's move could unleash the free market, could lower prices for consumers. Senator Rand Paul has said that he's been pushing for the order for some time. He says it's something that Trump can do without Congress, and he can give the people an alternative to the Obamacare mandates and the Obamacare taxes. Isn't it amazing that they call additional taxes on health care and on taxes on health insurance, taxes on medical devices, and they call it the Affordable Care Act? I mean, that's the lies that we see coming from the left. He says, this is something I've been advocating for 6 months, said Rand Paul. He said, it's going to be much bigger than Graham Cassidy would have been. It's bigger than any reform that we've seen even talked about to date, but it hasn't gotten enough attention. The National Federation of Independent Businesses, which has long opposed Obamacare, supports expanding these plans and has been advocating for action. They say allowing people more affordable arrangements is not a bad thing. No, it's not. Why can't we have marketplaces instead of mandates? Why can't we have choices instead of coercion? Why can't we have competition? Competition across state lines. That's what the Commerce Clause was really about. It wasn't about giving them expansive powers. It was making sure that we had open and free competition within the United States. Why can't we have some tax relief? That should be part of the tax plan. I haven't even seen that talked about. Why not allow us to pay for our health insurance and our health care before we send the money to Washington? Oh, that would be really amazing, wouldn't it? Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. This is Real News.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's October the 10th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We have some updates with President Trump going back and forth with Jemele Hill of ESPN. Last month she called President Trump a white supremacist, and now she has taken on the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. We'll give you the update on that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, we have BrainForce at 50% off here at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest discount we've ever had on BrainForce. We also have a couple of big-ticket items, Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. It'll remove 99.9% of harmful toxins, organic, inorganic, bacteriological, from your drinking water. You can get that 20% off. It's a large gravity feed water filter. Also, Alexa Pure Breeze, air filter for your home. Most people's homes are very tightly sealed, and even though we have just had President Trump's EPA say they're going to take away the onerous taxes that Obama put on people that would have increased costs by about $33 billion, you still have a pretty expensive electric bill. So people try to tighten up their homes. That can create air pollution issues within your home, as certain things in your home, like carpet, like furniture and other things, will gas out toxins. Or just the concentration of stale air or bacteria. It even filters out bacteria. You can now get Alexa Pure Breeze 20% off. And finally, you can get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee in either the Patriot Blend or the Immune Support Blend. Just enter the code checkout, enter the code Wake Up at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. All right, so we got a back and forth going on here. Again, we've had this ESPN host who last month called President Trump a white supremacist, and she was not fired or suspended for that. ESPN put her on a warning, double secret probation, I guess you could say. Now she came out today, and because we had Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, say, "I know this, we cannot in the NFL in any way give the implication that we tolerate disrespecting the flag. We know there's a serious debate in this country about those issues. But there's no question in my mind that the National Football League and the Dallas Cowboys are going to stand up for the flag. So we're clear about this." He understands it's a business. And anybody who has a business, especially a business that's been given massive cash rewards by
the places that they operate in. I mean, given up to $500 million or more to build their stadiums. I mean, these are billionaires. And these millionaires who are there, the NFL's player team, just as we reported last Friday, the NFL Players Union teamed up with George Soros to fund leftist advocacy groups. Even before the feud over the national anthem, of course, we've heard multiple times from these Black Lives Matters individuals, starting with Colin Kaepernick, you know, praising Marxist dictators and revolutionaries and saying that he can't find anything that he can respect in the flag or this country, saying that the national anthem is racist. And they don't care if they disrespect the flag, the anthem, the veterans, or their fans. They're going to do it anyway. And, of course, they're allied with George Soros. Tax documents released by Second Vote show that the NFL Players Association donated $5,000 in 2015 to the Center for Community Change Action, a group in the anti-change resistance, and also bankrolled by the host of, by host of liberal foundations, including George Soros and his Foundation for Open Society. So today we had this ESPN commentator take on Jerry Jones and say, we're not going to disrespect the flag. And, you know, quite frankly, as we pointed out, as everybody was looking at this at the beginning of it, this was something that was in the NFL rules that they're not supposed to disrespect the flag. But they don't even pay any attention to the rules either. And so today she came out and attacked him, calling for a boycott. So now she has been suspended. I want to play for you a clip from Michelle Obama in praise of Harvey Weinstein. You know, these are the people who are all about fair treatment, aren't they? They're all about respecting women. And yet, Michelle Obama not only praised Harvey Weinstein, but she sent her daughter to be his intern. Let's play that clip.
I want to start by thanking Harvey Weinstein for organizing this amazing day. Harvey. This is possible because of Harvey. He is a wonderful human being, a good friend, and just a powerhouse. And the fact that he and his team took the time to make this happen.
Yeah, the little ogre there, Harvey Weinstein. But, of course, what's interesting is you hear these this praise of Harvey Weinstein. You don't hear any criticism from the Obamas or from Hillary Clinton, do you? Don't see any money being given back. And even a former liberal MSNBC host, reports Truth Feed News, admits that Hillary's silence makes us all look like hypocrites. And her name, interestingly enough, is Crystal Ball. Former MSNBC host, Crystal Ball. I don't watch MSNBC, so I didn't know they had a host named Crystal Ball. But you don't need a crystal ball to see how they look like hypocrites. She said Hillary's silence is unacceptable. She admitted in a tweet that she makes us all look like hypocrites. Yes, they do. And it is interesting that there is no money being returned from Hillary, no money being returned from Barack Obama. Some of the Hollywood stars are trying to walk some of this back, as Meryl Streep had called him God in an Old Testament kind of way. So I played that clip yesterday. I said, yeah, maybe she had in mind Sodom and Gomorrah. But I don't know if Harvey Weinstein is unusual in Hollywood. I mean, don't you think he's kind of the typical Hollywood mogul? Not to say that it's okay what he's doing, but that is one corrupt place. I want to play for you a clip because we talked about this earlier in the show. At the top of the show, we mentioned the fact that they've now changed the timeline of the Las Vegas shooting after 8 days. Here's what the sheriff said yesterday on the new timeline.
The timeline associated with the original shot in Mr. Campos has changed through investigation, as I have conveyed to you from the very beginning, and your zest for information and my zest to ensure the public safety and the calming of their minds is some things are going to change. Now, they are minute changes. Okay, there's not this all-encompassing answer associated with the information that we presented before. In other words, it's not completely inaccurate. But what we have learned is Mr. Campos was encountered by the suspect prior to his shooting to the outside world.
Of course, now Daily Mail points out previously police said that the hero guard, Jesus Campos, had distracted Paddock from his rampage and was hit in the process just a minute before the police arrived. And again, was that 72 minutes after the shooting had started, or was that the 20 minutes before the SWAT team went in, after they arrived, they waited 20 some odd minutes, or was it even before that? It's very confusing. It keeps changing. Here we are 8 days later. They're changing that again. They say now it has been confirmed that Campos was shot 6 minutes before Paddock began firing on the crowds. None of this, however, is as suspicious as the narrative that we talked about yesterday. The idea that he had a bump stock and yet had a bipod attached to the barrel of the bump stock. And we showed you a video yesterday showing that that would not work. Not with that kind of bipod. You could get a bipod with that would work with that. But in general, the bump stock guns operate by the back and forth vibration. That's one of the reasons why they have not been regulated, because they still remain semi-automatic weapons. And that is a very worrying concern, the way they're extending their regulations with this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally.
We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. On this October 10th, 2017, we're going to be talking to a representative from the 10th Amendment Center. Very important organization, a very important aspect to the Constitution that is being ignored on a regular basis. But we're going to talk to him about something that he did in his local area. It's always important, I think. We get caught up in the principles, we get caught up in the national politics, but it's really at the grassroots level in your community where things are going to happen or not happen. And it's where we have to take back our government, I believe, in a bottom-up standpoint. So I want to talk to Michael Meharry about what he's doing. And it kind of ties into the story that we covered the middle of September from the AP. Governments are turning the tables by suing people who request public records. And they gave several examples. An Oregon parent who wanted details about school employees who were getting paid to stay home. A retired educator who wanted data about student performance in Louisiana. He wound up with a several $1,000 bill. Even though he won the lawsuit, he had to pay the legal expenses. And college journalists in Kentucky who wanted documents about the investigations of employees accused of sexual misconduct. Instead of getting those documents, instead of having them denied, which we see on a regular basis, it's gotten to the point where now, whenever you ask the government anything, they act like they're the CIA. And maybe that's because they are acting like the CIA. but they will say, no, I can't talk to you about that. That's classified. So then you file a FOIA request. Typically, they deny that. Then people will go through and they'll file a lawsuit to try to get them to respond to the Freedom of Information Act. But now they're not waiting for that. Now they are coming on the offense and they are suing people. And that is what's happened to Michael Meharry. Michael Meharry is the National Communications Director for the 10th Amendment Center. He's the author of three books and several ebooks on the subject of the Constitution and nullification. We'll talk to him about that as well, because we had retired Senator Coburn on the other day talking about Article 5 Constitutional Convention. So we'll get his quick thoughts on that. And he is also involved, and this is going to be the primary focus of this, in local activism to limit government surveillance at the local level in his hometown of Lexington, Kentucky. So joining us now is Michael Meharry. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on in your local town. Of course, you've got an organization called We See You Watching Lexington. Is that the name of the organization?
That is correct. This kind of was an extension of my work with the 10th Amendment Center. Over the last 3 or 4 years, we've really gotten involved in the surveillance issue and recognizing that surveillance has become kind of this big conglomerate combination of state, local, and federal partnerships. And so we've been trying to tackle that at the state and local level through our work at the 10th Amendment Center. And that kind of got dumped in my backyard earlier this summer when surveillance cameras went up in a skateboard park in my local neighborhood. And being somewhat attuned to these kinds of things, I realized that this is just the tip of the iceberg. So I decided, you know what? This is my own neighborhood. This is my own city. I need to see what's going on here with surveillance and what are they doing? You know, is there any accountability? Is there any oversight? And of course there's not. And we found that out pretty quick. So as part of the work, one of the first things I did was I started doing Freedom of Information requests about surveillance, trying to figure out what the police department in this city have. And they did ultimately tell me that they have 29 mobile surveillance cameras that they use for investigations, but they won't tell me anything else about them. They won't tell me how they're used, what they are. They won't tell me how the data is shared, you know, what type of oversight. There's nothing. They wouldn't give me anything. They did give me some documents. Most of them look like this. helpful.
Nothing but a bunch of black bars for the people listening
exactly.
on there. You see the title of the document or something, and then just big black bars.
Black boxes,
that's what they typically
exactly.
do.
So I appealed their denial of actually getting me documents that weren't redacted to the Attorney General, which is the process here in Kentucky, and the Attorney General sided with me. The police department cited two things, and this isn't going to surprise anybody. They cited officer safety and Homeland Security.
Oh.
And they, those were the statutes that they tried to hide these documents under. And it didn't work. The Attorney General completely agreed with me. They said they needed to give up all the documents. And that's the point that the lawsuit showed up. It was actually just last week. I was sitting in my home. I'd just gotten back from a trip to Florida. I got a knock on the door, and there was a Fayette County constable serving me with papers. So, you know, obviously they've got something to hide. Well, you know, that's pretty clear. And
this is just, they got a redacted document like it is some kind of a CIA spy program because of the cameras that they put up in a park. I mean, that's the amazing
right.
thing about all of this.
Right. And these cameras, of course, the ones that I'm trying to get the information on, these aren't actually the ones in the park. These are additional cameras that they deploy for investigative purposes, whatever in the world that happens to mean. So this is obviously an intimidation tactic. You know, they actually said in the lawsuit they want me to pay their court costs. So here I am, a taxpayer that lives in the city, just trying to get some answers to some questions. And they think that that I should pay their court costs to get information from them, which is absolutely absurd. So,
they just had that overturned in Michigan. They had a lawsuit. And as they went through that, the Michigan bill's sponsor, and it passed unanimously, by the way. The House voted for 108-0 earlier this year in favor of a bill that would make it illegal for agencies to sue public records requesters like you. And the Michigan's bill sponsor said this is a backdoor channel to delay and to put pressure on the person who's requesting information. And this is the key thing. He said governments shouldn't file a lawsuit and go on offense, either approve the request or deny it. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, that's absolutely amazing that they would do something like that.
Well, and it's even more amazing when the Attorney General, who, you know, obviously the Attorney General is the entity in the state that determines what the law means as far as the state goes. So essentially you have the state suing me because it doesn't like what the state said. It's absurd on multiple levels, but.
Well, they'll do anything to protect their surveillance. Remember we had the stingray issue that was going on for quite a while, and they would not admit that they had the stingray devices, and that's a way to track people's phones without getting a search warrant. And there's a process. They could get a search warrant, but they don't want to bother with that. And they've even had situations where they would take somebody to court, and they say, well, how did you collect this, and why didn't you have a search warrant? And I want to get information, the judge said, about that program, about the Stingray program, at which point they just said, even though this guy was guilty of a crime, they just said, well, never mind. We'll just drop the case right now because they didn't want to give up information about the Stingray issue. And, of course, the other part of this, Michael, that's very disturbing is what we learned several years ago. I think it was back in 2009 because we had these fusion centers that were being put out by Homeland Security working with law enforcement. They were collecting information on people who had voted for Ron Paul or other individuals. And so it was being used for political purposes then. We didn't do anything about it. And so now we've got a surveillance state that was working against President Trump and trying to get information and illegally unmasking individuals that they had no authority to spy on in the first place. Now we see this being politicized at the very top level. It's a very dangerous thing, isn't it?
Right. And that's why this is so important. And I mentioned off the top that the surveillance state is, you know, there's no distinction between local, state, and federal. Any information that's getting gathered in your town is getting dumped into federal databases. And that's how the 10th Amendment Center got involved. And it's interesting, even with these redacted documents that I've gotten, I've been able to establish some very firm links between funding of surveillance and the federal government in the city of Lexington. So, you know, even without even being able to really read anything, I've been able to determine that much. And this underscores really what we're trying to do at We See You Watching Lexington. We're just trying to get an ordinance introduced and passed that will require the police department or any government agency to actually create a surveillance plan, have that approved, you know, tell us how are you going to use this information? How are you going to handle it? How is it going to be shared? What kind of oversight is there going to be? And have
that's
that approved
the key thing.
Before they get it.
You've
got
to have transparency. You've got to have the rule of law. We got to take a quick break. We're talking to Michael Meharry. He's with the 10th Amendment Center, and we're talking to him about local activism where he got involved. We see you watching Lexington. He wants to know what the government is doing. He wants the government to inform the citizens of what they're doing and get our approval. What a novel idea. We'll be right back with Michael Meharry.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Michael Meharry. He's with the 10th Amendment Center. He's also putting it into practice at the local level. Very important for you to do that. We're not going to fix our problems by sending a savior to Washington. And as we've seen over and over again, the GOP establishment is not really very responsive to voters in terms of rolling back the government. What Michael Meharry is trying to do is to get information from his local police department about what they're doing with surveillance and to uncover the close links between local government, local police, and the feds who are really turning this country into a surveillance state. Very important to do. But, of course, the tactic that we're seeing enacted at local levels, as reported a couple of weeks ago by Reuters, how this is happening all over the country, every kind of government organization at every level are coming back against anybody who requests information about what they're doing, trying to get a Freedom of Information request. They come back and they sue the requester, making them incur legal fees. And that happened to Michael Meharry. So we're going to get back to him in just one moment. Real quickly, I want to remind you that we have a couple of items on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. It's what funds our operation here. BrainForce Plus is now 50% off, the deepest discount we've ever had on what I think is my favorite supplement that we sell here at InfoWarsStore.com. Now 50% off BrainForce Plus. That's not going to last much longer. We also have 40% off InfoWars Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 formulation. You can get the same effect as you would with a B12 injection by just putting a little bit of that liquid underneath your tongue, leaving it there for about 15 seconds. It's great tasting and gives you the same effect as a B12 injection. That's 40% off right now. InfoWars Life Secret 12. Also, we have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. Great tasting coffee is what all of us here at the O'Dark Early crew use here in the morning. You can get it in either a Patriot blend or an immune support blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off of Wake Up America Coffee. That's WAKEUP at the checkout. Put that code in and you'll get 20% off the coffee that you select. All right, let's get back to Michael Meharry. Michael, you were talking about how the real goal was to try to change this so that instead of the government having everything that they do hidden and secret from us, and even the information that they gave to you was totally redacted, just black squares over all the information, instead of having it government conducted that way, as we see has happened since we've had the Patriot Act, that you'd like to have people be involved in this and say, well, we're going to do this kind of surveillance, we're going to have this kind of reason for it, and we're going to have public approval before they do it, so everybody knows what the government is doing in their name. What a novel idea that is.
Right? I mean, and it's amazing to me that this is in the least bit controversial. I mean, this is common sense. You know, I'm not even saying police, you can't use this stuff. Now, a lot of it, honestly, I don't think they should be using because it's so intrusive. But let's have the discussion at least. And that's all we're really trying to do. We're trying to make it so that the public can know up front, so that the police department has to think about it up front. So they can't just, oh, we've got these cameras, we'll use them however we want to. Now, at least they have some parameters within which to work. You know, I actually told a police officer, this is not only beneficial for the community, it's beneficial for the police so that they know the boundaries that they're working in so that they can actually utilize evidence that they get and don't eventually have it thrown out of court because they're abusing power or using it in a way that is, you know, invading people's personal privacy. So this is a win-win for everybody. I mean, it's amazing to me that anybody would even think that this is remotely controversial.
You know, I've talked to William Binney several times. He's one of the group of NSA whistleblowers, and immediately after September 11th, saw that the government was doing unconstitutional, illegal dragnet surveillance. They came out, they tried to blow the whistle on that well before Ed Snowden came out and did that. And his comment on this, he said, I've, for decades with the NSA, and he was global technical head of the NSA, he said, for decades, I surveilled Stasi East Germany. What we have now is far worse than anything that they ever had because of the leverage in technology. And it's only going to get worse if we don't get control of our government. If we don't know what our government is doing, if we're not allowed to know what our government is doing, we are nothing but slaves. And as you point out, it's good for the police, but it's also good for the police because they also have to live in the society. Do they really want to live in a secretive Orwellian police surveillance state that is being created? And it's being created because of the money involved. Companies like Harris Semiconductor that are involved in creating these things like the Stingray, they got a profit motive involved here. And we cannot let their profit motive take precedent over our liberty. And that's really what's involved here. We're not going to get safer because we give up our freedoms. We're not going to get safer because we lose all oversight and transparency in government. We're simply going to become slaves if we allow that to happen.
Absolutely. No, it's interesting. You go back to the 1970s and Senator Frank Church held hearings on the NSA at that time. And think about the 1970s. There was no widespread use of the internet. There was no cell phone. There was no email. Even at that point, he said that there was a surveillance apparatus in place that could create total tyranny. And yes, he urged Congress to do something about it. And here we are, what, 40 plus years later, and Congress still hasn't done anything about it. We've only doubled down. And your point about the money is absolutely correct. You know, it's interesting looking at the, I mentioned these cameras in the park. This is a pilot program that they've created to make sure that the little skateboard hoodlums don't get out of hand, I guess. $30,000.
Wow.
$30,000. Now, they've been trying to get restrooms at that park for a couple of years. Can't get restrooms, but we've got spy cameras, you know. And it's a huge amount
of money. It's almost funny, but it's not funny because what's happening with this, we've now got the Congress putting out, we've had the Patriot Act, we had the USA Freedom Act, and now we've got the USA Liberty Act, which is going to extend the Section 702 surveillance. And we've had whistleblowers from the Treasury Department talking about how the IRS is using this surveillance state to spy on people financially. I mean, it's every aspect of our lives. And it is a corruption of the political system that we've seen. All of this Russian narrative is being sold by people like John Brennan, James Clapper, Michael Hayden, and others. This is very disturbing. As I told Megyn Kelly when she was here interviewing Alex, she said, well, did you see my Russian interview? And I said, I'm not really worried about the Russians. I'm worried about people like James Clapper. That's the guy that I'm worried about. And I'm even more worried about him today than I was then, because we keep seeing this stuff being uncovered.
Yeah, and it's over and over again. And every time they fix it, they make it worse. You know, it's just amazing. The level of surveillance that we're under on a daily basis is astounding. And, you know, people will give you this, oh, I don't have anything to hide, so I'm not really that worried about it. And I always challenge these people, you don't have anything to hide? How about this? Send me your email address and your password. Well, nobody's done that yet, you know, because it's not just about having something to hide. There's something intuitive and human about privacy. We have certain spheres that are our own, and we're getting to the point where that doesn't exist anymore because the federal government can intrude into everything. They can listen to your cell phone conversation. They can read your email. They can track your web browsing. They can track your license plates. So, you know, we have to. If we don't get a handle on this soon, it's going to be completely out of the bag. And that's really what we're trying to do with this local work, is just put some parameters around this stuff. Because what we always say at the 10th Amendment Center is, if there is no data, then it can't get dumped into a system. So if you can limit data collection at the local and state level, that keeps it from getting dumped into these federal databases, and it inhibits the surveillance state. So it's extremely important, not just here in Lexington, Kentucky, but in Frankfort, Kentucky, in Washington, D.C., and across the country.
Yeah, you know, you talk about privacy, and that is a basic human right that is being, has been destroyed in this country. We wear clothes. We have doors on our houses. If you don't have a door on your house, and let's say that the government has the lock to your house, and they just come in and rifle through your house at any time they want, looking for violations, we have a government that creates 80,000 pages of regulations, new regulations every year. And so, you know, what Joseph Stalin said, bring me the man, I'll find the crime, that applies more to America than it did to Stalinist Russia. They have more laws that they can accuse you of crimes for. Many of these laws, you don't even have any idea what they're about. And they have the ability to map people who are their political opponents. And people need to understand that geospatial intelligence is one of the fastest growing areas of surveillance. What they do is they map people and they map their political ideologies on a, and track that. Then they can come after you for any kind of petty crime that they want.
Right. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. My wife, she said to me when we got the summons, she said, well, better make sure all your headlights and taillights and everything on your car.
Yeah.
You know, because seriously, these kind of
things,
they have the power. And that's what this is all about. It's power. And they want to keep that power. And we, as the people, we're the ones that are supposed to have, these people are supposed to work for us. And,
yes,
you know,
very,
I mean,
important.
Obviously that's a farce, but
well, thank you so much.
We should control.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for the work that you're doing. And this is a very important thing that Michael is doing. You need to get involved at the local level if you're going to make this happen. So you can get more information at the 10thAmendmentCenter.com, and they spell that out, T-E-N-T-H. Also, Michael Mahary, M-A-H-A-R-R-E-Y.com. Coming up, we have Alex Jones. He's got some breaking news from James O'Keefe. He has busted a Democrat campaign operative who is helping to edit the New York Times video content on social media. Coming up right now with Alex Jones, the breaking news about James O'Keefe's Project Veritas's newest investigation.